So, John, I'm hoping you can help me out with something. Let me play this clip from Cardinal Joseph Levada. He's prefect for the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, speaking yesterday from the Vatican.
Yes, my child.
The Holy Father has approved an apostolic constitution which sets forth a canonical provision to facilitate a kind of corporate reunion of Anglican groups.
What the
He's
heck does that mean?
Talking about the schism. The schism.
The schism.
Yep.
If you remembered
Anglican.
Your history lessons from English history, you may remember that Henry VIII wanted a divorce. The Catholic Church wouldn't give it to him. And so he started the Anglican Church. That was
Church of England.
500 years ago or something. Well, after 500 years, we may be seeing that rift finally repaired.
Well, there are new rifts in the Anglican and Episcopal Church, too, that are parting
right.
to motivate this.
We're here with retired Reverend George Langberg. Reverend Langberg is the Bishop of the Northeast Anglican Church in America. He's very happy about this move by the Pope and, in fact, has been asking for it for a while. Also, John Allen is a senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Reverend, you were one of the Anglican bishops that's been pushing for this, for the Catholic Church to accept Anglicans back into the fold. Why is that?
Well, the separation really was your little nutshell historical recap there was a little bit off, but we won't go into that. The separation really was more over political events than the theological. In fact, Henry VIII tried to maintain the Catholic faith as it had been at the time of the separation. It was his successors who really began doing things differently.
Well, Reverend, could I ask you a question? In the creed, doesn't it say we support one holy Catholic and apostolic church? I mean, aren't they already in?
Well, obviously Catholic in the sense that it's in the creed is the sort of generic use or the uncapitalized use, and it means universal.
It
refers to the universal nature of the church.
What we know, Reverend, about the Anglican Church, though, as John was referring to earlier, is there's been a lot of arguments about homosexuals, their role in the church, and female priests. Let's listen to Cardinal Levada again.
A very difficult question is the forms in which some provinces of the Anglican Communion have given approval to homosexual activities.
Is that what this is really about? The Anglicans want to go to the Catholic Church to avoid female priests?
No, those are the very dramatic and sort of hot button issues, and they're the ones that get lots of attention and press and generate a lot of heated discussion and so on. But really there's an underlying cause here, and that is that the contemporary church, and it's not just the Episcopal Church in this country, or not just the Anglican Communion for that matter, it's a problem throughout the Christian world. There's a tendency for the church to move away from the authority of Holy Scripture and to immerse itself in, for lack of a better expression, the ways of the world.
Let's bring John Allen into this. John is the senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. Many people are at this point saying, well, this is just the Catholic Church trying to, steal members from the Anglicans and boost their numbers. Is that what's going on here?
Well, no doubt there are some in the Anglican world who are going to see this as kicking the Anglican Communion while it's down. I mean, as you've mentioned, the Anglican Communion is in the midst of a sort of worldwide crisis, struggling with all the issues you just ticked off. Some will see this as the Catholic Church trying to poach members. But, you know, the practical fact is, as Bishop Langberg himself has mentioned, this isn't a case of the Catholic Church going looking for these Anglicans. It's rather a case of a growing number of more conservative or traditionalist Anglicans who have been knocking on the door of the Catholic Church. And so in this sense, this is the Vatican's attempt to kind of spell out the mechanism under which those Anglicans will be received. And looked at from that point of view, I think you could say that the Vatican was actually remarkably generous in the provisions that it's provided. I mean, it's allowing these Anglicans to come into the Catholic Church while still holding on to a broad swath of their spiritual heritage.
One of those things is that they're saying that they're going to allow Anglican priests to remain married. But we don't know what about those who are coming up, who are just being trained as priests? Do we know going forward, are these just going to be people grandfathered in? What are the details?
We don't know, because this is one of those odd cases in which the Vatican has announced a decision. I mean, you played that clip of Cardinal Lavetta making reference to something called an apostolic constitution, and I know that's Vatican speak that a lot of people don't get, but basically that's a legal document from the Pope that will spell out the details of how these new structures are going to work. We don't have that document yet, and therefore questions like the one you're asking are essentially unanswerable. Right?
And we also don't know what's going to happen to Anglican property, churches and things. But Reverend George Langberg, I wanted to ask you quickly, there's been a lot of argument over the use of conversion as opposed to communion, and you're particular about saying that Anglicans are not converting to Catholicism.
Well, it's really a matter of terminology, I suppose, in many ways. And in fact, there was a very, very famous dispute in the church in the 5th century over terminology involving the nature of Christ, which involved or resulted in a 1,500-year split in the church, which is only now being healed.
Right.
So we have always considered ourselves Catholics who have been cut off from the Mother Church in many ways, and we see ourselves as coming home, and the terminology that Rome is used to using for people coming into the Catholic Church is conversion.
Right.
We see ourselves as having already been converted. We're formalizing the process
right
here. So,
Bishop, very, very quickly, we've seen in the Episcopal and Anglican Church that African congregations have really supported the conservative view on some of these issues that we already talked about. Is that to say that African churches and churches in South America want to return to the Catholic Church by and large?
Well, the by and large is the trick. Some do, some don't. Probably
right.
would
All
be
right.
a fair. And as
okay.
as you already referred to, the big thing really is what exactly the document says.
What the details. Retired Reverend George Langberg and John Allen, senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.